Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Could you please explain how long the coronavirus lasts on different surfaces? I'm interested in how this relates to goods brought home from the supermarket. Both fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as packaged foods, in plastic, cardboard, or tins. And is there a recommended protocol for sanitizing these goods before putting them into the grocery cupboard, fridge, or freezer?
Thanks for the question. It's a good one, and it's one that many people are asking. So here's the bottom line. When it comes to things like fruits and vegetables, there's an old saying in preventing the spread of any kind of foodborne illness, which is wash it, peel it, or leave it. So when you buy fruit and vegetables in the shops, you should, as a good practice, wash them off anyway. So if you bring home fruit, for example, before you eat it, wash it. When you wash it, you'll detach any stray virus particles that might be on there, and they're not going to harm you. If you buy vegetables, you're going to cook those, most probably. So again, peel them, cook them, and the temperature at which you cook them is going to fully deactivate any virus that might have been on the surface. Now, when it comes to other kinds of goods that you buy in the shops, it will depend how those are packaged, how long any virus could possibly cling to the surface. This has been looked at by researchers in America using the new coronavirus in some detail. Now, not specifically in the case of shopping, but in the context of different surfaces that you may encounter when you are shopping. They applied a known amount of virus to different surfaces and then came back a certain period of time later, swabbed those surfaces, and then tested whether they could infect cells in a dish with those swabs. If they could, that would prove that the virus must have been on that surface and in an infectious state for that period of time. What they found was that different surfaces enable the virus to remain viable for longer or shorter periods. Plastic and stainless steel surfaces, they actually supported the virus for up to 3 days. Other surfaces, like paper and cardboard, it was shorter, more like about a day. And in some cases, things like copper surfaces, the virus was deactivated in just minutes. So it will depend on what the thing you're buying is made of and how it's packaged in terms of the risk. If you wanted to be absolutely sure that you'd minimise that risk completely, what you could do is, having brought the shopping home, you could wipe down the outsides of metal tins with an alcohol solution. You could even use detergent, because these viruses are what's called envelope viruses, and that means they have an oily membrane around them, and that will be busted open by detergent solutions. With plastic containers, you could swab down the outside of those if you wanted to, or what some people are doing is to open the containers, decant the contents into another container you've got at home that's clean, which you can store, and then you just throw away the packaging. But do make sure you wash your hands afterwards, because then if there was anything on the surface and it had been transferred to your hands, you would just wash your hands and there's no further risk. The likelihood of really picking up something and bringing home something from your shopping trip that you didn't intend to is extremely low, but if you are at risk and you do want to minimise that risk, then this is a simple way to do it. Thank you for a great question, and if you out there have any other questions that you'd like us to answer around the coronavirus, why not send them in? You can email them to us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. We've also made a special board on our web forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. If you scroll down and find the medicine and physiology board, there's what we call a child board in there called COVID-19, and we'll answer your questions that you put in there. You do have to register for that board. That means you'll need a working email address to do that, but it's very simple. Just click register at the top right side of the screen, and then you'll be in business.